Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, greetings and hotep.
You're live and you're on the line here. Hello? Once again, we'd like to say hello to you and thank you for tuning in to our show. Today's segment is very, very important. It's a segment for the young people in the house. And we have three of the young people in the house today, and they are going to be talking about their viewpoint of organic gardening. We have Javion, and we have Jonathan and Janela. And they're all from various different schools, and they will be talking about their viewpoint of organic gardening. And this is from children's perspective. This is Yaomi. I'd like to welcome you to the Care to Read room. We have been featuring adults, and we decided to take a different turn. We decided to go the route of bringing in our real elders in the group. Because children know about recycling, they know about gardening, and they definitely know about sustainability because they love to eat. And we're going to be talking to them about their ability to garden and what they have to do to garden. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you don't take it lightly, but these are our experts, okay? They are not just the average children. Some of them we'll be talking about some things that are pertinent to adults. Now, we're going to bring them on in just a minute, but we want to go to commercial right now because we know it's the power of faith that keeps us going. So, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned to the power of faith.
Every day, from the moment I wake, there are thoughts that stay on my mind. Keep faith in our heart when it seems that our lives are falling apart. Dreams from the night follow me when I rise, and my fears bring tears to my eyes. Will our hopes be realized? Will our children they see freedom in them?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is our ancestor song that gives us the faith to go on. We have here in the audience with us once again, Javion Simpson, Janayla Brown, Jonathan Brown. They're three experts from our local schools here in Gary. And I'm about to bring Javion on, and he's going to tell you the name of his school. And he's going to also tell you a little bit about himself and about sustainability and recycling. And we're going to have a full discussion today. These are the experts, the true experts, ladies and gentlemen. And as you know, we're featured by the company Project 2019 we're underwritten by, and we reinforce the issues of children. So please let's welcome Javion Simpson to our microphone. Javion, you have the air.
Hello, this is me. This is Javion Simpson. My school is West Gary Lighthouse, and I go there. And we recycle water bins and cans, and we just go outside and put it in the water bins, and
what about sustainability? Can you tell us anything about sustainability? How do you grow your garden?
We go out garden first. We go to the store, then hidden by seeds. Then we go outside and plant them. Then we water them and grow. And we wait for, I think, a few years or so, and it's going to start growing. Growing and growing. Okay.
Thank you so much, Debbie, and for that information. We're going to come back to you, Debbie. We have two other people in the audience, and I don't know if they're ready yet. Are you guys ready, Jonathan? Delaney, are you ready? Okay. We're going to bring Jonathan on. Jonathan is in another grade. And will you please also tell them the grade level you're in as well so they'll know what age you're coming from and the name of your school? Now, we're talking about organic gardening and recycling. And Jonathan, your question is going to be, how do you recycle and what do you recycle? But you first need to tell us who you are, what school you go to, and your age. And your grade, please.
Hi, hello. My name is Jonathan Brown. And the school I go to is Glen Park Academy. I am fourth grade. I'm my age of 10. And we're going to be talking to you about organic gardening. Recycling. You recycle by picking up stuff, put it in the recycle bin. Then how you recycle it, they take the recycle to a place and recycle it and make stuff out of it. And
what do they make out of it? What kind of things can they make?
They can make iron, paper plates, TVs, cookies, shoes, baby powder, boxes, and you can make dresses.
Jonathan, can you tell us a little bit about what your school does to recycle and how does your school teach you guys to recycle?
They teach us how to recycle. We go outside, the teacher says, and you see some paper, bottles, or trash, put it up in the recycle bin, then they take it to the recycle place, and they can recycle it.
Okay, Jonathan, thank you so very much. Ladies and gentlemen, these children are elementary, primary. As you can see, Jonathan told you he was 10 years old, and he's in fourth grade. Now, Jonathan was in our preschool. I remember them when they were very, very young, as well as Debbie. Now, here's his younger sister that's going to come on. She is actually 9 years old. She's the youngest of the three. And she's going to be telling you a little bit about what they do in her classroom for recycling. Her name is Jalayla Brown. So let us welcome Jalayla Brown to our studio. Welcome, Jalayla Brown. Welcome. Can you tell us your name, who you are, and your age, and your school?
As you all know, Jonathan and Jay are my brothers, but I go to West Gary. I'm in third grade. I'm 9 years old, and we recycle something. It's recycling. We recycle to make something new. We don't just throw it away in like a dumpster or something. It's something you can use new. That's why we like to recycle. If we have to throw something away, we'll throw it in the recycling bin. It's not really garbage. We don't like to do that. My teacher is Ms. Kwasniewski. I have like 25 people as my classmates. My classroom is cute. And we love recycling.
Jalayla, can you tell us anything about how your garden grows? I know you plant seeds and you have gardens throughout the city, but how about in your classroom? What have you done to sustain the food and preserve the seeds? Do you guys work with science at all? Tell us a little bit about your science experience in the classroom.
I science experiments is how to when people grow fruits and vegetables, we like to get them, pour them out and wash them. And then we like to make sales for poor people. We like to sell food. And it's like gardening is special. So we love to do gardening because it's more fun. And that's our science project about gardening stuff. We can plant flowers, cowpeas, green beans, peanuts, milk. No, onions and radish and some, you know, carrots. We love these plants, carrots. Carrots are the most famous things for rabbits. So when we come outside to pull out the carrots, rabbits are like all around eating carrots. But we love gardening, and our school is West Gary. This is Geneva signing off. Goodbye.
Thank you, Janela. Janela is a bit of a broadcaster, I see. Thank you so much, Janela. I really like how you show charisma in talking. Now, we have some other questions for you. Now, because of the fact that you are representing what city again? What's the name of your city?
West
Gary Lighthouse. What other school do we have here from Gary? Glen Park Academy. Can we give it up for Glen Park Academy? All right. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, I like to work with the younger people and the youth because they tell it like it is. Right now, we're going to go to commercial, and we're going to come back at you with some more information from Javion Simpson on how to sustain your garden. Stay tuned. About collective work and responsibility. We're going to put some action where our mouth is. Now, you heard it from our experts that they're gardeners, they're recyclers. Now, we're going to talk about solar energy. That's a new topic for them. They may not know a whole lot about it, but solar energy can help us stay warm and help us provide our heat from the sun without using electricity. Now, that is the newest thing that is a part of sustainability. I want our youth to be informed, not just have a breadth of knowledge, but have a working knowledge. Now, we're going to bring Jalayla back again if she's ready to answer our questions. We want to talk to her about solar energy and what does the sun do to keep us warm in the wintertime and how can it keep us cool in the summertime. Now, that is just a play on words that we have to understand that the solar panels have to be placed on our home. So I'm going to be talking to Jalayla a little bit about how it's done. But we want to get her viewpoints. Remember, this is from the viewpoints of the children, ladies and gentlemen. They may not sound right to you, but it's their perspective. And let's respect their perspective. Jalayla Brown, are you ready to come back on the air and tell us a little bit about how does the sun heat the homes in the winter, and how can the sun cool off the homes in the summer? Okay? Hello.
Hello. My name is Janela. As you all know, I'm still alive, and I go to West Cary. And we are going to be talking about solar system. The sun can keep us warm because it goes around like the Earth does. It goes around slowly. So the sun is shining on one side of the Earth, and it's dark on the other side. So that's how it's called night. The solar system goes around. The sun goes around the Earth. Like we ride in the car, when the sun is in our face, it's going around, almost following us, but it's going slow to keep us warm. In the winter, a half a bit about sun is out because the sun can't circulate in the winter. It can circulate in one place, going around slow. But it's cold, so make sure you wear your sweaters and jackets.
Thank you, Mr. Layla. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't even prep her for that. I am surprised that a third grader having that kind of knowledge in science, at least, especially in science, understanding how the solar system works. I'm very proud of you, Janela, for being able to describe how the axis on the Earth circulates around and describing the situation about night. When people say we have 24 hours, we really don't have those 24 hours, and we don't really have time to go into that, but you did touch upon that. Well, we want to also say that people who are very, very sustainable, they don't use electricity. Sometimes they use various different procedures to use the electricity from the heat of the sun. Now, we're going to switch up the topic a little bit and go back to our favorite thing about gardening. Now, as I told you before, we had some adults on, and Robert is still going to come on to talk about our hoop houses. Now we're going to talk about greenhouses. So what do greenhouses help us do? Greenhouses are something that we want to talk about because young children are going to be learning about greenhouses. Now, we're going to bring Javian back on to talk about greenhouses. And greenhouses, we have to use them to put our plants in to grow our plants. Now, some people grow seeds and some people grow flowers, but we're going to talk about growing food that we can take it, clean it, get it ready to go to the market. What do you do when you get ready to take your stuff to the market? How do you preserve it? Do you clean it, wash it? How do you market it? What prices do you put on it so you can sell it? Now, here's what we talk about getting ready to make a profit when we take our vegetables from the garden. Jonathan, you're next. Right now we're going to go to Javion Simpson. Javion, are you ready to tell us about that? Speak up. We can't hear you. All right.
Hello, my name is Javion, and first, how we keep our vegetables clean. First, we go. We take them out. Then we wash them. Then first we go in the greenhouse and some other houses like pyramids. And then when they're done, we just take them out and wash them. Then we people put prices on them. Then they take it to the market and put it in there and sell. So like as y'all know, y'all go to the store and buy carrots and cool stuff. So and vegetables like y'all buy bananas, apples, pears, grapes. Oranges, and as y'all know, is peas, carrots, and tomatoes, and grapes. But you guys know, like grapes is made out of juice. That's like it's grape juice. So you can make grape juice out of grapes.
I have a question to ask you. Now, you mentioned grapes. What do you do to those grapes in order to make them marketable and to sell them? Can you sell those grapes, or do you make a product out of them and sell them to the public?
But you, post a bio, then I think you post to squeeze, smash them or squeeze them to make and put it like a. Like oil bottles, but it's not actually oil in there. It's just like looks like oil bottles. You just get one of the bottles, smash them, and the juices come out of them. The seeds inside the grapes help keep them